sipping on some rock tusk, 8 o'clock. In my Gucci coat tusk, 8 o'clock.
This is Eyes Up Fantasy.
Hey, you guys know what it is, man. There was a lot of the 49er talk. There was a lot of the talk about Jimmy G not being a starting quarterback. There was a lot of talk about tanking. Yes, that was me. I was wrong. Not going to admit. But here you go, gentlemen. 49ers talk for you guys live Sunday night. So, man, you guys, I mean, what do you guys make of this game? Was it a welcome back, Jimmy, to your old self? Was it Kyle Shanahan actually putting the right game plan? Was it the sense of urgency that the 49ers, the players, the whole entire organization felt? Because there was a lot of, negativity from the media. From a lot of people in the sports world, they were just counting the 49ers out. I don't understand that. I mean, you guys, come on, chime in. Let me know what you guys think.
I felt like the Niners were like a caged animal, you know, with nothing to lose. And they went back to their roots of a heavy, heavy run game with a few slants and quick throws, which, as you saw, worked perfectly, just like Kyle Shanahan, I'm assuming, predicted it to turn out. Jimmy G had an awesome game, you know, 23 of 33 for 268 yards, 3 touchdowns, and look at this, 0 interceptions. When he's healthy, I don't think he was healthy last week. It was an unbelievable game, man. It was very enjoyable. It's good to see the Niners rolling again. Now we're tied with the Rams. Oh, we're not tied with the Rams. We're tied with Arizona. We're 1 game behind the Rams and 2 games behind Seattle. So I still see us making it to the playoffs. It's going to be a tough couple of weeks coming up. But I just want to go for the record that I never said we should tank and we should never trade away our pieces. I'm not sure who said that. Maybe you heard last week.
Low blow.
Charles in here? JJ, I actually wanted to ask you and get your take, Professor. How did you feel the O-line played today?
I feel like they did really well. The offensive line did their part. They protected him. They were double teaming Aaron Donald the whole time. Williams, I don't know if you saw in a few plays, Williams just had him from the shoulder pads. Wouldn't let him go to the quarterback, man. That's what we need. We need that offensive line ready to go every down, every possession.
Gentlemen, I wanted to get your take on why the hell, where's Jeff Wilson? How come we started Jamichael Hasty? And how come after Raheem Mostert went down, how come Jerick McKinnon didn't pick up right where he left off the past couple of weeks?
To be honest, Jamal Hasty is the second coming of Mark Ingram. Mark my words. Mark Ingram. Go look at his tape. He was at the University of Baylor, I believe, and he was a beast. So,
Do you mean Mark Ingram, running back for the Baltimore Ravens, Uncle Rick?
Mark Ingram. Yes, sir. Mark Ingram, the Heisman Trophy winner, who was drafted by the New Orleans Saints, who later signed with the Baltimore Ravens.
Bold prediction. That's a bold prediction, Uncle Rick.
Did you see how aggressive he was running? You know what I mean?
He was going running with power.
We're talking
like he wanted it.
Yeah, we're talking about Jamal Hasty, but we're not talking about Raheem Mostert. He set the tone, and it sucks. He has a high ankle injury, and that's going to take a couple of weeks, I think. It sucks.
It sucks that he can't stay healthy.
Yeah, I know. This year's been horrible for him. I mean, it's gotten hit by injuries. But, I mean, come on, you guys. Jorge, where you at, man? Are you there? Are you a Niner fan? Because, you know, last I heard, you were a Cowboys fan. What's going on, man?
Thanks for passing me the mic, Ricardo Gaze. You guys are forgetting the reason why we won. And I was waiting for you guys to call out their names. The Yak Bros, they each had a touchdown in this game.
Hell yeah, man.
Leading the pack, having 44 yards on his longest reception for the night, followed by Deebo Samuel, who had a 35-yard reception, and Brandon Ayuk in the red zone. That guy is lethal. He's deadly, and his longest reception was for 10 yards. Hey, he's consistently scoring week in and week out, and I believe the Yak Bros are going to show out for the rest of the season as long as Jimmy Garoppolo's ankle's healthy and Kyle Shanahan, he needs to look at his opponent who he's facing each week. He shouldn't look ahead of the calendar, because once you start looking ahead of the calendar, you lose focus on your opponent that you're facing ahead of you. And I think that's what was happening the last 2 weeks. The Niners, they foresaw the Miami Dolphins. They foresaw the Eagles. They weren't entirely focused on game planning against them. They were getting prepared for this divisional game that has a lot more at stake. And therefore, the last 2 weeks, we got caught slipping. But we bounced back in a big way this week. The first half, we were dominant. We held the Rams' offense to only 9 points. And unfortunately, the second half, our offense wasn't as exciting as soon as Mozart went down. That was a big blow because he was doing really good, able to get 65 yards in this game. But, man, thankfully, Robert Saleh, he was able to get the defense back to the drawing board and was able to dominate. And I'm happy we finally got this win. I was not ready to give up like Ricardo Gase, and I'm happy. Niners are 3-3, baby. Let's go.
Ricardo Gase. God damn. Jesus Christ. Last time I heard, they called you the New York Jorge Giants. What the fuck you talking about? Damn. You're over there talking all that mess? Over there dropping your players for the free at freaking 3:40 in the morning? Get some sleep, son. Get some sleep.
Who won in our matchup this week? Let the fans know.
Ouch.
I didn't beat you. This week, I didn't even face you, bro. See, this is...
I whooped your ass. I whooped some guy called the Hoodie. I don't know if that's
Wait a second. Wait a second. You're talking about a free league that, honestly, a free 99 league. You want to brag? Hold on a second. A free 99 league. He's bragging about a free 99 league. Come on, bro. Come at me when it's a real league. And like I said,
as Toretto, nonetheless, as Toretto will say, Paul Walker, a win is a win, kid. Doesn't matter by inch or a mile.
Ouch.
Back to the drawing board, kid.
You sound like a Raider fan stuck in the 80s. Come back now.
I got a quick question for you guys, though. Quick question, but let's go back to the Niner talk. All right, as y'all know, we have the hardest stretch in the NFL coming up for any team this season.
I'm not scared of the Patriots, JJ, and I'm not scared of the
But my question is to you guys. All right, it was 7 games. We just eliminated one of them, beating the Rams. Now there's 6 tough games coming up. New England, Seattle, Green Bay, Saints, Rams again, and Bills. That's 6 games. Out of how many of those games must we come out winning to give ourselves a good shot to make it to the playoffs?
I don't think you guys
don't go all 6 now either.
No, be realistic. No.
How many?
I just want to give you some real facts right now. I'm going to give you some ice up facts right now. You know what it is? We can't get too happy about this win either. We faced the Rams. Their 4 wins came against NFC East opponents, okay? NFC East opponents. That, let me remind you what those teams are. The Cowboys, the Giants, the Redskins, and the Philadelphia Eagles, okay? Those 4 wins that they got it basically in the worst division of the entire NFL league, okay? So the Rams are not who they say they are, okay? And I'm quoting Coach Green. They were not who they say they were. They're not. So we can't get too happy. We spoke the Rams. Yes, we should beat the better team. Yes, they have more talent on the receiving core because they're more experienced than the 49ers are. Yes, but overall, we have the better talent. And please don't forget the big key to those six games that are coming up is going to be the secondary. And I want to give a big shout-out to Jason Verrett. Jason Verrett, he's back to the elite level that he was 4 years ago with the San Diego Chargers at that time.
And his clutch interception on fourth and goal when the Rams went for it on the red zone, that was money. That was a
momentum
changer.
And you know this, man?
Yes, Smokey. Tell him what it is, son.
You know.
Stay healthy towards the end of the season. He's a must-free son. If he can stay healthy towards the end of the season,
and to be honest, think about this. Also, shout out to Emmanuel Mosley, who came back too. He played excellent.
He's held his own too.
Yes.
And keep in mind, you got Richard Sherman who hasn't come back yet.
Thank you.
You got Richard Sherman and that fucking volcano.
I'm just glad Allen wasn't out there. F that guy, Allen. I'm sorry. You suck. Stay with the practice squad.
Hey. 49ers faithfuls, don't talk like that to the players.
As long as Deontay Jones isn't there, I'm happy, man.
Look, man, so to me, the six-game stretch, it doesn't matter. To me, like Professor JJ and Dr. Mario have stated, I think for me, you got to look at it one game at a time. Don't get too far yourself. Don't get too far. It happened to us with Philly. We thought it was going to be an easy win, an easy dub. It wasn't. Same thing with the Miami Dolphins. They just came and smacked the hell out of us. And we all 49ers fans felt like this.
No, God, please, no.
Yes, we all felt like this. And we had that feeling until tonight. Sunday night, bright lights, George Kittle. Man, Ayuk seemed like a real deal. We have a team that it can develop. If Jimmy Garoppolo stays healthy, I can see us go 3-3 in that six game stretch. And I actually think we got something going there. So it's not about being negative. It's not about being hopeful. It's all about being faithful.
How about you, Mario? Doctor?
I think we come out winning 4 out of the 6 games, Professor JJ. I think we go through some of the worst torture since the Giants postseason in 2012, 2011, 2010 season. But we come through winning 4 out of the 6 games, which once is tough to say for me, at least, because the Niners have been so inconsistent, so up and down, especially under Jimmy Garoppolo, and slowly getting their pieces back together. But as Uncle Rick mentioned earlier, with the defense coming back soon, it should definitely make things a little more interesting. Like we said, we got Emmanuel Mosley has been holding up his end of the bargain. Jason Verrett has been playing at an elite level like he did a couple years back. You got Richard Sherman coming back. You got to throw him in that volcano. You know, the D-line is not the threat it is, but at least this gives Kinlaw more time to shine and be the guy and carry the load. Same with Armstead. So it should be interesting to see how our defense does the next couple of weeks and seasons.
You know what I think the defense needs to do, Dr. Mario, is the bend but don't break defense. I don't care about them driving all the way down the field. Give them field goals. Because let's be honest, we don't have Bosa and we don't have D4 right now. So we're now going to have that QB pressure. And I like what the 49ers finally did. They actually were able to put Armstead in the middle as a defensive tackle. And he's so long. I believe he's 6'7". So he's like that presence that we lost with DeForest Buckner, now with the Indianapolis Colts. Now, if you have that length, you're going to bother the quarterback. All you got to do is raise your arm up. And you're like 9 feet tall just by raising your arm up. So, and Kinlaw, I'm not going to lie, that's a bad man right there. That guy can play. He was pushing that line. He's not putting the stats. Yeah, he's not putting the stats like we hope he was going to be able to put up. You know, he's one of those players now. I mean, he's going to develop into a monster, definitely.
I think that we're going to go 5-1. I'm being 49ers faithful here. I'm keeping it real. The New England Patriots, I'm not scared of them. Cam Newton was back this week, and he was not able to pull off a win against the Broncos. Seattle Seahawks, I feel like this is going to be our scariest game. This might be our only loss because this is on the road, and Russell Wilson, he's on fire. The Green Bay Packers, Man, piece of cake. You already know what happens when the Niners go up and face off against Green Bay. The New Orleans Saints, this is going to be a revenge game for the Saints. But, hey, Jimmy G and the Yak Bros, they're going to show up and show out. After getting that dub against the New Orleans Saints, being their second consecutive win, if not possibly their fourth, if they move over the Seattle Seahawks, I believe they're going to continue their winning streak at 3 or at 5. And to finish off with the Buffalo Bills, Monday Night Football, you know what it is. Niners on primetime, they're going to bring back their throwback, their 94 jerseys for this game, and they're going to get the dub. They're going to continue their undefeated streak wearing those jerseys. Let's go, baby.
We all know it's going to be a tough stretch, and I just want to mention another topic here. Kwon Alexander was not missed tonight. Now, we overpaid that guy. He's one of the heart and souls emotionally to that team. But he was not missed. I don't know about you, but he wasn't. I mean, I don't know if you guys noticed, Fred Warner is the number 4th middle linebacker in the league. In the league, yo. And we have Greenlaw on the other side who can cover any wide receiver, any tight end in the league. Well, except for Tyreek Hill and those speedsters. But I think he's one of the best young talents in the league right now. I don't think we miss Kwon Alexander. What do you guys think?
I just want to say, to a certain extent or to a certain degree, or maybe you can look at the glass half empty or half full, but these injuries have not been a blessing, but also have provided us with a different perspective and allowed guys the opportunity to step up. Jason Verrett, Fred Warner, Kinlaw, kind of Armstead also, Antoine Exum, you know. They've all been playing their butt off, stepping up to the plate when we need them to, and that's been very impressive to see and good. That way we know who to keep and who to sign also as well. Would you guys agree to a certain extent? Or,
I mean, I would agree. It's like next man up type of thing.
Yeah.
And Dre Greenlaw, that guy, he is one of the heavy hitters, especially when their opponent gets close to the goal line. Greenlaw turns up his tempo all the way up, and he does not allow anybody to pass the trenches in the goal line. And I love watching this guy hit. He is a big body linebacker, and he is a perfect sidekick for Fred Warner.
So you guys saying Greenlaw and Warner can be Willis Bowman?
Nah, that's too
soon. I wouldn't go that far.
Not even a
quarterback. I think they're different type of players, bro. Like, I don't, you know.
I definitely give all the credit in the world to Fred Warner. He is.
Yeah, Fred Warner's a beast.
He
is
stepped up, dude.
And he's an excellent football player.
I mean, I know you guys know this. He played linebacker, safety, and cornerback when he was at BYU. And he can run with anybody, too. Fred Warner can, too. So,
pay the man.
Yeah, he has speed. He has speed. He can catch up to any wide receiver out there.
Yes,
guys, exactly. Going back to the original thing of this topic, I'm not sure which one of you guys said we're going to win 5 or 4 of the games.
I did.
Oh, Jorge. Okay, was the real Jorge. Well, upon close inspection, we faced the Patriots first, then Seattle, then Packers, Saints, Rams, Bills. I feel like, and I don't want to sound cocky or arrogant, but the Niners have Packers, Saints, Rams, all their fucking numbers. Patriots even, they'll pull one out their asses. But one I think they lose is Seattle, as always, typical. You know why they lose to Seattle? Because the final game of the week, and I guarantee this will be for playoff seating, it's against none other than who? Seattle, week 17.
And we got them at home, week 17.
Jeez, that's how it always happens.
Yeah, no, I agree. I feel like the must-wins of the stretch are Seattle and the Rams again.
Even if we go week 17, every year they do this, week 16, 17.
Yeah, well, because, you know, the battle –
Seattle.
The battle of the West is gonna come down to week 16, 17, you know, those last couple of divisional games, bro. Last year it was like they feel like they set it up on purpose for that, man. Because I feel like they gave us like Arizona, or was it the Rams and then Seattle? I was like, God damn, I was like they're really bringing the last couple games for this division,
right? Bringing the hammer down, right?
Hell yeah. So but like I said, I never answered that my own question earlier. But I say as long as we end up 3-3, but those two out of those three wins come from our own division, I can see us at least fighting for at least the second place in our division for the wild card. So,
so is it safe to say we all hope we break even with Seattle? Correct, gents? Yes or no?
Yes, of course. But the good thing that we could sweep them, but
we're not gonna sweep.
No, but
they won't have the seventh man, baby.
The sixth man, you missed
12th man. Seven man. I'm talking about basketball.
Dude, as long as you got Russell Wilson under center, dude, you guys gonna pose a problem.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, but you can play him the same way. Everybody's playing Patrick Mahomes now. Just three linemen, spy. The fourth lineman is a spy, and drop five deep DBs. That's all you can do. And if they run the ball, hey, our D line is good against the run. That's a proven fact. Now, this is my take. Against the Patriots, win. Against Seattle, that's a loss. Against Green Bay, that's a 50-50, to be honest. Against the Saints, that's a win because the Saints are not the same. I don't want to bring this whole racial thing again into the show, but ever since Drew Brees brought those comments about social racial justice, he hasn't been the same. Michael Thomas, he's been injured. They have not been the same team. Their defense is horrible this year. Horrible. So if we can just run through them, we'll be okay. You know, we like JJ stated earlier. If we go back to our roots, to a running power offense, I mean, the Browns kind of stole what we're doing. That's what they become. They're now the passing happy team. The run opens the passing game. We all know that. It's football 101.
And it's funny what a win could do to your season. Last week, as you guys already talked about, we were bashing the Niners. Should they tank? Should they continue fighting? And now after that, we got a win against our division rivals, we're looking back into the playoff picture. Literally, it's funny how one win could change your perspective for a whole season.
Well, it's not just that one win. It's the fact that we...
No, I don't know about that, guys. Like I said, you guys are putting too much into this game. It's the freaking Rams. Once again, I already stated they play for...
Change your perspective for a whole season.
No. I'm just saying, you really think... Because
Hopping
we,
up the wagon?
You really think because we beat the Rams, we're a playoff team? What?
Easily. Easily. Right? It all has to do with our coaching.
No, the man. The coaches, they beat up...
Man, if you were watching this game...
4-1
we were
against
the
NFC.
Clock. The clock was going down
who,
to like.
Tell
three,
me
two,
who
one.
The Rams boom. Beat. Please tell me. Go look right now. Google it.
Jimmy
who the Rams
Wilson
beat?
Total control the entire game.
It doesn't matter
look,
who
man,
the Rams.
I cannot speak. I cannot speak on how the Rams played, dude, or who they faced. All I can speak is how my team played and how they did it and the way they handled shit tonight. I was fucking digging it from controlling the ball, time management, executing the plays, running the ball.
I'm not taking away anything from what the Niners did in this game. I'm talking about you guys are getting happy, like we got happy feet about tanking, getting rid of Jimmy or whatever it is.
I never said tanking. Bro.
I never said tanking either. No.
Yes,
I'm saying.
Let's go back to the episode. Who has a clip?
I'm saying just in general, like the team looked lost. Like right now, who did the Rams
so
have on defense?
The way Cam Newton looked lost today against the Denver Broncos, like that?
Yeah, but the Denver Broncos are coached by one of the top defensive coaches in the whole entire league, who was once the 49ers defensive coordinator.
But who would you rather have the defense right now, the Broncos defense or the 49ers defense as is right now?
Honestly?
I still like our guys. I like our guys, bro. Our defense is
I like your guys. They step up today, man. Big props to them, man. Robert Saleh really had some good plays.
I'm just saying, the Rams haven't played nobody.
It doesn't matter. They're still a winning team.
Yeah, they're still an NFL team. They're still a divisional. They know how we play. That we face them.
They went to the Super Bowl in the last 5 years.
Nah, see, this is where I question you guys, your football knowledge. The Cowboys started 6-0 last year, and it was all wins against their own division. And what was their final record at the end of the year? Come on,
who
you
cares?
Guys.
Did they go to the playoffs?
I know, man.
They didn't go to the playoffs.
It doesn't matter what you say, Ricardo Gase.
No, you guys don't know. See, you guys are just You got such a
talking. But they changed the rules also this year, Rick. Like, you know, more teams are getting into playoffs,
At the end of the day, the Rams are 4-2, bro. And the Niners are 3-3 right now. And the Niners are looking like the better team. They have a higher chance of making the playoffs.
Because the Rams play trash teams. We know the 49ers are a better team, and they just proved it today. All I'm saying is you guys are actually jumping on the hype train that the Rams, the Rams beat LA. Nah, bro. Look at the whole thing. And if you guys are questioning how we lost to the Philadelphia Eagles almost beat the Baltimore Ravens today. They almost beat the Pittsburgh Steelers the week before. So let's not get all this hype. We should have taken care of the Eagles 2 weeks ago. Bro, you know what? Any given Sunday. That's all it comes down to. And I'm a real 49ers fan, and I'm a real sports fan, and I'm not going to be here getting to my feelings like trash wannabe real fake Jorge. That is my team. Booty-doo. Let's go Niners. I'm faithful till the day I die. Nah, bro. Look at the whole picture. Look at the entirety of what our team is. We're not
that cool story. Don't get mad because we don't talk about the Cowboys anymore.
Nah, I could care less about the Cowboys. You know what? It's about numbers. Numbers do the talking, and great win by the 49ers. They deserved it. They show they're the better team. We have our hands full with Cam Newton. The option, you know, running style that they have. He looked a little off today.
His game was a little off for sure, or was a step off, or I don't know what it was, but they couldn't get nothing done, anything moving.
So with that being said, 49ers talks, we try to keep it as real as we can. I'd like to thank my co-host, Drio Jorge, Dr. Mario, and of course, Professor JJ. Thank you guys, and see you till next time.
This is Eyes Up Fantasy.